they're sharing is make your own kind of music. And what they mean by that is to remember to whistle while you work. And what they mean by that is that we're all bringing forth our own assortment of colors. So the more that we understand, while we're all one, we have various aspects of the divine that we each are securing. We each are bringing into proper formation. We're each bringing forth. We're each traveling with. So the more that you understand that you are already well supplied, not the lower self, not the ego, but the grand finale, the higher stance, the higher submission, at last, the more that we understand this, the more that we acknowledge this, the more that we allow for this. And so that allowance requires further provisions, requires further say-so, requires further trust of self. And so the more that we will let go and allow, they're saying like, let the games begin. In other words, to allow that circulation, to increase far and wide. So far and wide is really going beyond the constriction, going beyond yesterday, going beyond what you think you can do, going beyond who you think you are, going beyond what you've tasted so far. So allow yourselves to advance, allow yourselves to circulate, allow yourselves to become. And what you're becoming is fully awakened. What you're becoming is fully acknowledged. So the fullness of the acknowledgement is really traveling with our awakened heart. It's really traveling with our sunshine, meaning our light. It's really traveling with our true understanding of self. So all of us have been plagiarized. In other words, we've all been functioning out of false memos, meaning false ideas and notions of self, false ideas and notions of others. And so the more that we understand that we're taking ourselves back strongly, we're taking ourselves back proudly, we will find our proper stance, we will find our correct placement. So in other words, we're opening up to all that's been given, to all that's been released, that to all that's been presented for our greatest claim, for our greatest understanding, for our greatest allowance, for our greatest assurance. So this is our entitlement, what would that next word be? Like, as we progress, as we walk forth, as we acknowledge. So the more that we understand that we're not staying the same, that we're not trying to continue to live our 3D reality lives in normal status, but rather we're opening up abroad, meaning we're opening up to heaven, we're opening up to our true sensation, we're opening up to our truest circumstance at last. And so this truest circumstance is really recognizing that we are light, that we are already whole. So when we think of our higher self that's securing our placement, we want to feel that grandeur. We want to feel or have that expectation of further assessment, of further acknowledgement, of further allowance. What we're going to come to understand is what we're claiming for the self, we're claiming for one and all. In other words, there is no separation. So when we welcome ourselves home, we're welcoming everybody home. And so it's the more that we can deliver that message always, deliver that message strongly. So how we deliver that message is within our true atmosphere, meaning how we receive the many, how we receive the others. In other words, we didn't have our full trust of self. And so, of course, neither did anyone else. So we want to remember that we're gazing to see no one lacking. In other words, what we're bringing forth for ourselves, what we're acknowledging in our birth style occurrence, we're traveling with that victory consent for all to understand, for all to receive, for all to be presented with, for all to be included. So we want to feel that, whether you just feel like everybody you know or all the beings on planet Earth and beyond, but we want to have that like extension of faith, that extension of good value. So in other words, it's sort of like, I'm finding my way and here's what I found, so that you can adjust as well. So when we say that, we're lifting ourselves up strongly. We're lifting ourselves up to heaven. We're lifting ourselves up where we can be received, because again, we're moving from lower consciousness. We're moving from 3D reality of separation, where the ego's in charge, to our grandest claim, where we're welcoming our higher self and recognizing the truth of all, the same for all, the request of all. So anything where you can imagine that everyone's receiving the light, everyone's receiving the higher broadcast, everyone's waking up, because this is where we no longer experience pain, because we no longer believe in separation, we no longer believe in guilt, we no longer believe in judgment. So allow yourselves to come near. And so coming near is, it's almost like your higher self's like, I have something for you. Do you want to hear? You know, come a little closer, come a little closer still. So this is where we're starting to twist and turn. So that twist and turn is we're relieving ourselves of past indicators, because past indicators is just the false self. It's the self that believed in guilt and judgment and separation. So when we open our doors widely, we open it for full expansion. We open it with love and zeal. So that love is presenting, and that love is extinguishing the darkness at last. So it's not like we have to sift through this and understand this just yet. It's more so of enjoying that light, enjoying that expansion, enjoying that sunshine, and really having that feeling, that taste of above, in understanding how sweet it is, how welcoming it is, how fruitful it is to be encouraged, to be received, to be gladdened, to be welcomed, to be fully orchestrated. So every time that we open up to these energies, to this like overflow, cascading brilliance of light, we consent to our ascension. And so the ascension is a state of awareness. It's a state of consciousness that we are soon to remember. So it's not even like we're soon to receive, because it's already in our midst. But we're all in different places of integration, of allowing, of understanding how to make ourselves whole, of understanding the truth of ourselves inside, of understanding all that's already within our midst. So allow yourselves to receive this light in glory. They're saying resolution. In other words, returning to our truest state, returning to our truest glance at last. So when I'm receiving this light, the energy is, how would I say that? It's just traveling. It's almost like roots of a tree, where when I receive it, that light just knows where to go. And so it's almost like it just takes, it has a life of its own. It just takes off on its own. Now what I'm watching is the duplicating measure. So in other words, all that I'm aware of, I'm receiving, I'm just watching it being distributed and multiplied. So they're saying like the many hands. When you think of deities, very often, like especially those Hindu deities, they have like 20 hands, 10 hands. In other words, whatever the occasion, they have the remedy. So when I'm receiving this light, it's like being duplicated and being duplicated again and being duplicated again. So in other words, it's like, you know, don't bring something to the classroom unless you have enough to share with all. Well, indeed, that's what we have. So we offer that from our higher heart. So you just want to feel that. Like, are you feeling very generous? Are you focused just on yourself alone? And so the more that we can extend ourselves graciously, we want to realize that that's how we grow exponentially the fastest, because we're dropping the belief in the personal self only and really availing ourselves of the light for all to see. So in other words, we're serving our higher self, which is everyone else's higher self. So this is a very profound realization where we're welcoming ourselves back always, because we realize what we awaken for ourselves, we're claiming for the all. And then we're also realizing, in fact, that this has been our destiny all along, to wake up to our heaven in our midst, to wake up to our true self. And so through our awakening, it provides the lenses for all to see. So allow yourselves to sit up straight, meaning receiving that light, receiving that column of increase. Allow your, when I said receiving that column of increase, the blue orbs that were just ignited were just so substantial and so beautiful and so powerful. So we want to remember that we are the ones that are gaining speed, and we are the ones insisting that we can. And we are the ones that are extending ourselves regularly. And so the more that we understand that that sincere gesturing of kindness is really all that's needed. It's like our hearts open, our hearts willing. And so when we allow that, the shift is quite easy, because it's already subsidized, it's already provided, it's already understood. Excuse me, and what we're doing is allowing for it all. So you may wonder about that, because like, why wouldn't you want grace? Why wouldn't you want it all? Why wouldn't you want the sunshine? But we want to understand that we're like we're shifting into a new paradigm. We're shifting into a new consciousness. And so this is where really the magic happens, because most of us have not seen this part of ourselves in a while. In other words, before we took this incarnation, we've had experiences in other dimensional regions, other dimensional realities. But in this particular lifetime, most of us have not seen God's glory. In other words, we haven't been in alignment. We haven't registered with our God self. And so this is the expanse. This is the increase. This is our the sunshine. This is our destination. So as you will receive, I could follow along what they're saying. They're basically saying shout hallelujah. But what they mean by that is like give all glory to God, but God being our God self. So in essence, anything where we have that excitement, when we have that bliss realization, where we have that expectation, anything where we have that excitement, that enthusiasm, that welcoming in. So in other words, we're participating. There's like an action step in our part. In English, we're saying yes to all that is now ready for our devotional claim. In other words, all the light that we can handle in a customary fashion. In other words, we don't want too much and we don't want too little, just the right amount to take us into our new state of authority. And so as you will allow yourself to receive that, really be at ease with what's next. Because we're holding more light, because we're holding more volume, what's next is within our capacity. In other words, before that light, before the frequency increase, we may be a little lost. But with this light, with this good favor, all is now available. So we want to get very comfortable with that. Whatever is presenting next, we're good to go. We already have adopted our sunshine. So allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to travel with, allow yourself to assume this natural posturing. And so we welcome all that is now within our request. In other words, like equals like. So the vibration that we're now keeping may all come to us that is necessary. In other words, whatever we need for our next right turn, for our divine appointment, let it be presented. Let it be assumed naturally. So receive this light, receive your true visioning. For some, you're getting insights, you're getting visions. How wonderful, beautiful is that? For some, you may not. It really is irrelevant because the light is increasing just the same. So receive, 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 welcoming it all in. So it is. Thank you, everyone, for opening up to this light. So as we continue to be good stewards of the light, we're going to find our right place sooner than next. In other words, we're on an accelerated advancement. So many beautiful beings, thanks for joining. We're going to see how we can be